There's nothing like music to set the tone. Well, first and foremost, I bring you holiday greetings from the members, friends, and allies of your sister congregation that is exactly a 15-minute drive from here. Happy holidays. The next time you're in downtown Oakland and you're looking for a place to worship, to get a cup of coffee, some tea, use the bathroom, remember us and come by. And it's such a joy. I'm so grateful to Ferrera Maria Cristina for giving me the opportunity to come 15 minutes away from home and to meet friends. So thank you. Thank you, my dear colleague and friend and sister. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart inspire each and all to live into your highest values. In this holiday season, one of the religious messages that saturates our airwaves is the ancient Christmas story. Our Christian heritage bequeath us this story. It goes something like this. Mary, a young, single, unmarried woman gives birth to her child in a barn that is located in a small town named Bethlehem. Anybody know that story? We have come to know her child as the prophet and teacher, Jesus. There are those who refer to Jesus as the light of the world, the one who came to turn humanity away from sin and darkness toward love and compassion. The ancient sparks of this story live on today. And there's a festival of lights, or Hanukkah, given to us by our Jewish roots. This ancient story tells us that in a time of religious oppression, the Maccabees successfully rebelled against a tyrant king. Anybody know any tyrants today? Okay. Not naming any names, you know. I want to leave here friends to everybody. That a rebellion was partly fueled by the desecration of their holy temple in Jerusalem. And today there's lots of talk about Jerusalem, no? Yeah. The Maccabees are able to retake the temple and relight their holy flame. It is said that once they regained their house of worship in Jerusalem, they found one single jar of oil. The jar contained enough oil to keep the menorah burning for one night. A messenger was sent to secure more oil. However, the journey was more than 15 minutes away. It was going to take that person 8 days. Surely, the sacred flame would go out by then. But the miracle of this story is that the oil lasted for 8 nights. The light endured. The embers of this story burn bright this holiday season. And there is Kwanzaa, an African-American celebration of family, community, and culture. Here, too, there are images of light and candles. The Kwanzaa candles are 7, 3 red, 1 black, and 3 green. The black candle is a celebration of being black, the unique and special qualities each person brings to the whole family or community. The black candle is a candle of the present, of today, of now. The green candles are candles of vision, candles of hopes and dreams and promises of the future. The red candles are candles of struggle. They're past candles. Candles the color of blood. Candles the color of courage. All 7 candles remind my people of long struggles against injustice, against unfairness, and to continuously promise each other that we will continue to work together against injustices of all kinds. The promise evoked in the Kwanzaa candle sustains me as an African descent person and people who look like me. But let us not forget winter solstice and the celebration of Yule. Anybody here celebrate Yule? Yeah, out yourselves. That's okay. December 21st, the shortest day of our calendar lunar year. Solstice is a time of the year when there is more dark time than light time. Winter solstice marks the turning of the sun, days becoming longer. The sun is reborn. The light returns. Hallelujah, the sunlight that makes possible our life here on earth has not forsaken us. In each of these festivals, traditions, there are powerful messages and images of light. Light illuminating something, light pointing us towards something, light giving birth to life. Light reminding us of promises that we have made, not only to ourselves, but to each other. Over 2,000 years ago, the teacher and prophet Jesus was preaching, advocating for the rights of widows, the rights of children, to care for the sick, to visit those in prison, to feed the hungry, to care for those doing their best to eke out a living because they lived on the margins. This was the work back then, and it is the same work of today. The Maccabees tells us of a people rising up to say, we have the right to worship in ways that are meaningful to us. We have a right to have our places of worship respected. We have the right to live without being slaughtered. That was the work back then, and it is still the work of today. In Wiccan and pagan traditions, altars of light were created as centers of ritual that encourage letting go of what no longer serves the highest good. It marked a time to say goodbye to the old and to make room for mystery and magic. To make room for what could be new, what could be nourishing, what could give us life. That was the work of our ancestors, and I think it is still the work of the 21st century person kind. What do you think?
Yes.
Yeah. Any of you have anything in your life that you need to say goodbye to? There's more than that. Come on, out yourself. Yeah. Making room for magic and mystery. As a person of African descent, Kwanzaa is central to my being and doing what we call the work. Each night during the week-long celebration, I light a candle that represents the principle of the day. Regardless of the weather outside, I find a place to steal away to the quiet and spend time in reflection. I ask myself every year a couple of questions. How does the principle for the day show up in my spiritual life, in my work life, in my intimate life with my partner of now 30 years, and in my social life? I heard that groan that indicates to me that we know what it's like to be with some person day after day after day, year after year. It's not always sexy and glamorous. Is the principle, I got you, I see you over there. I won't out you. But is the principle showing through brightly, or is it faded and dull? This is my work to do, preparing me for what Howard Thurman calls staying true to my highest resolve. Doing and living the work is the title of this holiday message. In these times when shadow energies of humanity seem more powerful than the divine light in all, how do we liberate ourselves as light? How do we do that? This is the heart of my message for you today. What does it mean to be light? L-I-G-H-T, not in terms of weighing less, but to be light. What is the work? What is our work to do today? There's so much that can distract us from creating the world that we long for and dream of. In this season of Christmas and Hanukkah and Yule and Kwanzaa, like Mary, the mother of Jesus, who pondered in her heart that miracle child that she was holding, I ask you to ponder in your hearts these things. One, you are the work. Know yourself. Beware you are without blame and guilt. Daily awaken your heart and grow your soul. Grow your soul. Include in your spiritual practices a personal mantra that says, I am sincerely worthy of blank. What are you worthy of? I am the spark of the divine. I am a holy light in the world. Two, remember things have changed and things are still the same. 2,000 years ago, the prophet and teacher Jesus was preaching and advocating for the exact same things that people like the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. advocated for. Cesar Chavez, Fannie Lou Hamer, Gloria Steinem, Angela Davis, and Harvey Milk. They all preached and advocated about the same things. And that message was, we are all connected. Can you believe that? We're not all the same, but we are all connected. Regardless of anything, we are all human beings wanting and needing access to resources that sustain a vibrant life, that give us access to life, liberty, and happiness. Be a witness, be an advocate for everyone to live in the light. Three, please remember you are not alone. Look at you, look around. Look at all of these people. You are not alone. There are also platforms like Facebook, blogs, and community groups like Indivisible, Show Up for Racial Justice, and Black Lives of Unitarian Universalism. And now we have hashtag MeToo. All of these makes it possible for us to share our stories across our differences. Our digital world gives us a dizzying number of ways to connect. But I invite you in this holiday season and beyond to join your light with another. It will miraculously become brighter and last into eternity. Four, please, I beg you, stay abreast of the issues. What we don't know can kill us. What we don't know can kill us. In this past year, one of the refrains that I have heard over and over again is, Pastor Jacqueline, how did this happen? This question is not only in reference to the results of our presidential election. It is in relation to climate change, our devastating shortage of housing, our antiquated immigration policies, our overcrowded prison system, our lack of funding for public education. The list is very long. I, John Ta-Nehisi Coates, author of Between the World and Me, he calls us to stay woke. Even in this sermon, stay woke. Do not sit in the darkness of denial. Open your mind to the power of knowledge and act from a place of illuminated knowledge. Fifth and final, remember we are people of faith. This is my Bible. It is our hymnal, the singing, our living tradition. I never leave home without it, so I brought my own this morning. The reading number 471 goes like this. Love is the doctrine of this church. The quest of truth is its sacrament, and service is its prayer. To dwell together in peace, to seek knowledge and freedom, to serve human need, to the end that all souls shall grow into harmony with the divine. Thus do we covenant with each other and with God. Covenant with each other and with God. As a liberal and progressive faith, we have a sacred covenant with each other to be the light of love. I didn't say fall in love with everybody that you met. but to be the light of love, to let our light point us toward prayerful service, to live with our neighbors in peace. The end goal of this work is that we all will come to be in harmony with how we understand what is holy, what is sacred, what is just, and what gives life. For this is the work, and this has always, always been the work. There is so much that can distract us from creating the world that we long for and dream of. In this season, when ancient stories flood our airways and homes, remember, you are the reason for the season. You are the central ingredient in the divine formula of transformation. You are the radiant beam of light that is the work. Say it with me. I am the light. I am the light. I am the light. Look around you at all the light beams. Come on, look around. I know you know each other. But this morning, see each other anew as beams of light to transform a world that is hungry, angry, that there are people who need our message that love is a answer. But all of you have the answers. Blessed be.